USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the First Lady are now in Dayton, Ohio, following the recent deadly mass shooting there. They plan to visit with grieving families and first responders before traveling to El Paso, Texas, where they'll do the same, as El Paso was the site of the first shooting. On Saturday, 22 people were killed there. The El Paso mayor, DeMargo, confronting the fact that some in his city have called for the president not to come and visit.
But he holds the office of the president of the United States, and we're going to need help in order to meet the needs of this community from a healing standpoint, as well as probably some financial resources to support us for what we've been undergoing.
The FBI now investigating last month's Gilroy, California shootings as a domestic terrorism case, as they say they discovered the gunman had a list of other possible targets, including religious institutions. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans rattled by a series of mass shootings in recent weeks. Now at least 20 people are recovering from injuries following a panic in Times Square, not because of an actual shooting, but concerns that there were gunshots being fired, which turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring. Most of the injuries minor, caused by people running into each other as they were trying to get out of the square. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 300 points this morning as the U.S.-China trade war continues, driving investors into traditional safe havens like gold and bonds. Gold has reached a more than six-year high. President Trump, as he left the White House, talking about the Democratic frontrunner for his job, Joe Biden.
Joe is a pretty incompetent guy. I've watched his interviews. I've watched what he said and how he said it. But Joe Biden has truly lost his fastball, that I can tell you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump and the GOP are suing the state of California over some recent legislation passed there that requires presidential hopefuls to file tax returns if they want to stand in primaries in the Golden State. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In two lawsuits, the plaintiffs said it was unconstitutional as it added an extra requirement to run for president. President Trump has refused to release his tax returns, saying they're under audit. California is the first state to succeed in passing such a law, though others under Democratic control have tried. This would apply to ballots for primary elections, but not the general election. The state is involved in more than 40 lawsuits against the Trump White House on issues such as environmental regulation and immigration. The lawsuit says the law would directly impede President Trump's chances of gaining the Republican nomination, because California provides 14% of delegates that's needed to win. President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, described the law as an attempt to circumvent the U.S. Constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the Clinton sex scandals coming to TV as the FX network has revealed its third season of American Crime Story will center on Bill Clinton's presidential scandal with Monica Lewinsky. It's going to be called Impeachment. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.